Well, Coach, maybe I would think one of the more bizarre weeks that you've ever experienced in your life, let alone in your coaching career, huh?
Yeah, this one was a challenge, you know, for so many different levels. You know, obviously, I think the right decision was made. I really do. I just think there's so many unknowns with this. We can't put our student athletes, our coaches, our administrators, everybody, fans, in harm's way just because of something that, yes, a great experience, but not the end of the world by any means. So it was the right decision. Very, very just strange. You know, been doing this long enough now where there's a bit of a cycle, unless you win the national title, where, you know, there's heartbreak. There's that fun ride, even if it's conference tournament, NCAA tournament or whatever. And then it ends, and then you kind of get together and you talk about it, and you get excited for your younger guys. You appreciate the older guys, where none of that really happened right now. So it's really, really strange.
What did you tell your team, knowing that they didn't get a chance to play out the string? Because who knows where this would have gone? You're playing decent basketball right now as well. What did you tell your team? Because I'm sure that was a bizarre season-ending conference too.
Well, nobody wants to hear this, but we felt pretty confident that we could make a little bit of run in this conference tournament. How far? You never know. We thought we'd been playing good basketball. I mean, we blew out Nebraska. We blew out Northwestern. We're really, really close against NCAA tournament teams. You know, we had Wisconsin. You know, so all those things, like, now again, you'd never know in a single elimination tournament, but the hope was there. It really was to go make a run. We felt like Iowa, we were right there last time we played them. Illinois, we were right there. Wisconsin, you know, so it's just, but again, it's as fun as that would have been to be a part of, you know, we know the right decision was made for everybody. And so now you tell the older guys, you know, Michael and Brady and Alihan, you thank them. Younger guys, you talk about what you need to work on, but also what the policies are in place. That's the other thing is, because academically, you know, what are we going to do? Because they're going to online classes and so on. So trying to figure all that out logistically is pretty crazy as well.
And things are changing by the hour, because 1 minute you're going to be on campus and study, and the next minute you're not going to be in the dorms, not you, but obviously the student athletes. And some of them, a lot of your guys are from out of town. They got to figure out if they're not going to be attending classes, and I'm sure they're not sure yet what's going to happen.
Yeah, and that's why you got to lean on your administrators to figure all this out, and you know, the presidents and the Big Ten and so on, because you don't want to put anybody in harm's way. You know, obviously they're getting towards the finish line of their education for the year, and you want to be able to see if you can work that out, but also protect everybody. And then if guys aren't from here, you know, should they be getting on a plane? Is that the right thing for them to do? There's just so many unknowns, and so I think that's why at the end of the day it was the right decision to cancel everything.
And right now, the first things first is to get back to Minneapolis and start figuring everything out from here to the at least the immediate future, right?
Yeah, and what's weird for us is normally the season ends and you go recruiting. We can't go recruiting right now. We can't bring anyone on campus. We can't go out anywhere. We can't work out our guys. Coaches don't do well with idle time, so I think that's probably for everybody. But, again, it's in the best interest of everybody. But there's so many unknowns, obviously, and it's just we all got to kind of lean on each other. Understand that it's serious. It's not a joking matter. You know, when you're in college, that's what you do, right? You just mess around with your friends. Well, and you feel like you're a little bit indestructible, you know, and untouchable, where you're not. And so it's a serious matter, and everybody needs to take it seriously.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.